Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. What is happening, everybody? Hey, hey, hey. It's motherfucking Vince in the bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Fruity Tuesday, September 6, 2011. Shouts out to everybody joining me in the chat room. The early chit chatters coming out in force. We got a non-sicko, Artie's World, crappy airbags, my darling goose cream soup. Wow, old friend of the show, Ken Francis Moore in the building. Ken Francis Moore, old school friend of the show. Some of you who are newer listeners experienced the One Angry Jew last night, and One Angry Jew's old school VITB crew, and Ken Francis Moore is also one of those old schoolers, so shouts out to him. Mary Mad in the building, good times, Mary Mad. Also Motormouth News in the house. Motormouth News representing. Good to see you, Motormouth News. Prison reform movement in the building. Ryan No in the house. Shag me. The person shag me. I don't want Ryan No to shag me. There's a person in the chat room who's named Shag Me. Also, there's rounding it off. What's that? The Monarchs? Is it Monarch? I'm presuming. I don't even know. How do you pronounce that? Whatever. I'm just going to call you the Mon. What's up, Mon? The Monarch Church. The Mon Church? I don't know. Whatever, dudes. It is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. Shouts out to everybody for showing up. Really appreciate the love early on here in the show. This is great. Also, if you're a guest and you, for whatever reason, you don't want to log on to the chat room, you can tweet me. During the show, I try to look at my tweets. I'm kind of blowing up right now, but Shouts out to Wendigo, Cherry Bomb, Anon Sicko, Goose Cream Soup, and Crappy Airbags tweeting as well. And yeah, retweet the show, spread it around like wildfire, as some other hosts like to say around here. And good times. Open lines. It's Fruity Tuesday. That means Kishu is going to show up at some point and force me to play extremely fruity music. She likes like indie pop, indie rock, that type of crap. And this is basically a this show was developed because Kishu would always try to play a musical dictator on my show every single night, demanding me play her gay music. And so I decided I would just devote one show to fruity music, and that's it. And she could just, you know, have at it. She could have carte blanche, just go for it, whatever she wants, as long as she submits it before the show, you know, put it on. Of course, she didn't submit anything today. But I have plenty of her music, plus some other fruity tunes that I'm going to throw into the mix as well. And I don't take requests, but you got to send them in like early, and I'll see what I can do. I can't promise anything mid show. I'm not fucking WKRP here, but whatever. Let's go to the phone lines. There's some folks on the switchboard of Rooney here. Who do we got here? Skype caller, Deshagmabub, or something or other. What's your name again, dude?
Shag me. De-shag me, B.
De-shag me, B. Okay, shag. All right, shag me. All right, got it.
What's up,
bitch? You throw me off with the D and the B.
All right. The D and the B is for drums and bass, if you haven't known. I think some people know, but a lot of people don't, surprisingly.
Shag me. Wait, you produce drum and bass?
No, I love drums and bass. I wish I could produce music, but I don't have enough money right now.
Oh. You know how easy it is to produce music now? All you need is like a computer and a GarageBand or something. I think that comes free with the computer nowadays.
Yeah, I can get any program I want. I just don't want to do it illegally, you know, because of the consequences. Wink, wink.
Of course, yes. It's got to be on the up and up. Of course. You're right. No doubt about it. So what else is going on, man? What else is on your mind?
Oh, I am so fucking itchy. I threw my back out a couple of days ago. I took some Percocets. I took 3 or 4. I took way too many. I can't stop itching. I'm going crazy right now.
I hear you. I hate when that happens.
Don't get me wrong. I love Percocets, but like...
Dilaudid's where it's at, bro. I'm all about Dilaudid.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. All right, let's take another call here. We got somebody else that wants to get in on this. Area code 201. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Emmy. Are you going to learn my number by now?
Oh, my God, baby. I'm going to memorize it after tonight. I'm going to have it tattooed on my eyelid so I can dream about it.
Oh, that sounds so hot. And guess what? I'm drunk tonight. So you guys can...
Oh, my God. Awesome. This is going to be... You were sober last night?
I was sober last night.
And you were a little firecracker. You just all of a sudden just started playing with yourself mid show without any warning or anything. That is
totally Vicky's fault.
And I missed it.
Vicky is a very flirtatious girl, but she hasn't gotten that wild on the show before. You kind of brought out the little the tiger in her that wanted to escape from the cage. That was amazing.
Well, hopefully I can do that again tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We can dedicate a segment, you know, later in the program for the up all night for the adults once Shari Wong's and all the kids go to bed.
Shari Wong's going to bed already.
Yeah. We'll have a little party sexy time a little bit later if you know. I don't think we have any choice really. As long as I have you unmuted, it's possible at any moment, I presume. That was pretty amazing, though.
Fox, so you gotta live up to my reputation.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, it was amazing. If you didn't tune into the program last night, towards the end of the show, Emmy and Vicky just kind of let loose and explored the space, if you know what I'm saying. And it was good times. I was happy to facilitate that, the venue for that. And hey, it's open lines. It's whatever's on your mind. If you're horny and you want to bust a nut on the air, you know, it's not the first time, and it certainly won't be the last time. So, but just like I don't want this show to get a reputation as being strictly like a hacker show. I don't want it to be strictly like a porn show either. You know, I like variety here. A little variety is the spice of life. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it's Fruity Tuesday.
It's just what I'm good at. Politics is what I'm second best at.
Good times. 347-826-7666666. No, 7667 is the number. I'm Vince the Bay. I got Emmy on the line. She is representing the Sexy Fox contingent. I also have Shag Me, who represents the Legion of Fappers, who have pleasured pleasure themselves to all the sexy foxes.
More than once.
Where's Kishu? I want to talk to Kishu.
I don't know. You
I think she's sleeping.
Hit her up. Yeah. She's probably getting her 20 hours of beauty rest. I swear to God, that's all she did when she was here. She just camped for 20 hours in bed, you know, and then she'd get up, make herself up, go out to the bars, and literally inhale like 10 shots of whatever, and then come back here and just go.
Oh my God, stop it. You're just turning me on, Vince. She needs to come on one right now.
Yeah, you should hit her up on Twitter. I'll see if I can rattle her cage too. But she's probably asleep. But
she was here tonight, and she promised she would talk to me.
Yeah, well, it's a long show. I'm sure she'll call in at some point. This is her goddamn show. I dedicate it to her. Fruity Tuesday is supposed to be her songs.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
So you'll get some Kishu in a bit. Just stick around. Be patient. Keep your panties on or put them back on. It's a long night.
I don't wear panties when I'm at home, Ben. Come on.
Oh, score. That's perfect.
It is perfect. I wouldn't change a goddamn thing about you, Emmy.
I finally saw what she looks like, and I got to say, holy shit. That's all I can say.
Oh, come on, guys. You're making me blush.
Good. You're
making me do other things, so.
that's what I like to hear.
Retaliation that I have. Good time. All right, dudes. Hey, what's so funny, dude? Why are you not... Is this funny?
I'm out of my fucking mind. Don't.
Do you think I'm fucking funny? Is that what?
Bart, and you're dead.
I make you laugh. This is a serious radio program here. You know, we're talking about human function here, sexuality. It's
sexuality
nature.
Sexuality is perfectly
This is science.
Fine.
We're talking about science here. I should have changed the. I don't know what I put the category of the show, but it should have been science and adventure. Okay, we're gonna explore the human condition here tonight on the show. It's just how it is, dude.
Exploration that makes
Lock yourself in.
Favorite
oh,
thing.
Shit. Oh, shit. Look out, everybody. Look out. Kishu, I think we have Kishu here with us. I think she might have been awoken from her hibernation mode. Kishu, is that you?
Hibernation mode? I'm in the fucking
What? Kishu?
I'm shopping.
Oh, you're shopping? What are you shopping for?
Groceries, but I'm not.
All right. Well, that's Kishu, everybody. Kishu's here. She's shopping. She's not sleeping. fully clothed.
See, now that's a shame.
Oh, you know what? Before we let you continue, Kishu, we have Emmy here and Kishu and Shag Me, And I just got word from an anonymous source that there's about to be some new new pictures of Emmy that are going to be revealed. I would presume on Sexy Fox. I don't know, but that was just an anonymous message sent to me.
Oh, yeah.
Saying,
well,
look out, new Emmy pictures.
I love him because, yeah. I do. I love Jacko and I love Kishu about the same, and that's not just the wrong talking.
Oh, well, I love you guys too. I love everybody, but yeah, I definitely love you too, like a lot. That's for sure. Oh my god.
Whenever you're in Colorado, Kishu, just hit me up. I have a warm bed and home cooked food.
Not too far. I might have to make a little road trip up that way.
Oh, absolutely.
Make all these motherfuckers jealous as hell, right?
Definitely.
I can't believe Chari.
Oh my god, he needs
to fucking go to sleep. Get off the internet and go to sleep.
I just saw the new Emmy Sexy Fox. Jesus
yeah, I'm
Christ.
About to look
is,
right now.
What the hell is in your butthole? What is that? Is that a lightsaber in your asshole? What is that?
Yeah,
it's called anal beads. Sorry,
no, 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 no.
The
new
no,
one
the newer one.
There's a new one that
squirt,
just came out.
So I don't know why you're complaining.
It looks like an iceberg.
Here, it was just tweeted like a second ago from Sexy Fox. Go to the Sexy Fox's Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
There's a not safe for work. Photo and you've got something in there.
I'll repaste it.
We should say we should have a contest. Who can guess what the hell that is in her JJ there or not?
It's
not,
an iceberg.
That's in her ass. I'm sorry. That's
so hot.
That's Emmy gape. Sorry, Emmy gape with something protruding from her asshole. I have no idea what that is.
Iceberg, get ahead.
It looks like a great popsicle. It looks like a great popsicle. That is.
Emmy knows where it's at because it feels fucking good to be double penetrated. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god!
Yeah, fucking wind. Yeah. Emmy knows fucking where it's at.
Can somebody please tell me what that is in your butthole?
They're called anal beads, and those are rather small in terms of anal beads.
No,
so.
Are you looking at the?
No, that's not.
The new one looks like something else, though. It doesn't look like anal beads. Again, it looks like a grape popsicle.
Or are they red?
No.
It's not the anal beads. Trust me. I know what they look like. It's like some kind of, I don't know. I think it's an iceberg.
It might be a Photoshop job. I don't know.
I wish I could fit an iceberg in my
ass. It actually looks like one of those old Nokia phones. You know the old Nokia brick phone? It looks like that inserted in your ass.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? That is actually looks like that is the visual representation of what it sounds like when Kishu calls in half the time. That looks like where she keeps the phone.
Okay. Because
it's totally gross. Like, yeah,
this is Keisha.
Okay, I'm going to run up a drive home so that I can charge my phone because it's going to die soon. And that's not.
Oh, no. I cannot.
What? I'll hurry, I promise. But it might make it till I get home. So just cross your fingers.
Right.
Okay. I know Vince hates it when I call in when I'm driving. But Vince is going to have to deal with it.
It's all good. It's Fruity Tuesday. It's your show.
Oh, fuck yeah. That means my music. I forgot. Yes.
You didn't send me anything.
Music, though.
I've only been reminding you all day.
I know. You did remind me. But it's been such a crazy day.
I love it when you're in control.
What?
Said I can't help it if I love it when you're in control.
Aww. I'm not used to being in control. Kind of feels weird. I think I'd rather have you in control. Anyways, since I like to be in control in real life, but sexually I like to be submissive as hell. So events. I'm going to be controlling in real life. So can you play that song that that Jackal sent you? The song of, I like my beats fast. The Jackal song. I really want to hear that today. I don't know why.
What is that? Are you talking about Kanye West, the NASA song? No, I don't know what song you're talking about.
But it's like a remix, I think.
There's a remix I have of called NASA that I got, and then there was another one. I forgot the other name, though.
Jackal, I know you're listening. Type
yeah,
it in Jack, the chat.
Jackal, if you're listening.
He's going to call in, the bastard.
Yeah, he called in last night and had some problems with his voice.
Still having problems, at least that's what he says. But I told him I wasn't going to think about him until he called in and I could talk to him. So hopefully that gives him some motivation.
Yeah, well, I don't know what... I'm still trying to figure out what it is that's protruding from your asshole. Have you navigated to Sexy Fox's Twitter and clicked on the link? Or can you? Emmy. I'm seriously want to know what the hell that is in your ass.
Oh, well, I don't know what you're talking about if you're telling me it looks like an iceberg, because really the only thing I stick in my ass is things that look like penises or anal beads.
Hey, well, there's a lot thicker than that. It's a lot bigger than that, trust me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a butt plug or something?
It might be a butt plug.
It's acting as a butt plug, but I don't think it is one.
Is it? What color is it?
It looks kind of like grayish. It's sort of gray on part. Half of it's gray. Half of it's looks almost like a really dark purple.
It might be. Well, then either it's my anal beads or one of my butt plugs. So.
No, dude. I know what you're talking about. I've seen those pics. The ones that are already up there. This is a new one, and I'll just send it to you on Twitter. But this is a. This is new.
Okay, but I can't look at it until I'm off the phone with you because I don't get internet until tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They don't have the internet where you're at. I forgot. No problem. No problem. Well, we'll just find out eventually. Maybe you'll see it at some point when you get on the internet and you can get back to me.
Oh, okay. My God. Do people know how to drive? Sorry. I want to get home now, you know? Like, trying to get on the freeway and everybody's going like 2 miles an hour.
Welcome to life. God, a girl that road racing.
Jackal says it thinks it's a water bottle. Is it a water bottle?
Not a water bottle. Like I said, the only things that I think in my butt are things that resemble a penis or anal beads or a plug. And I haven't found my big plug yet, but I did get a nice glass one the other day.
Do you have a plug that's purple by any chance?
I have anal beads that are purple, and I have this Lilo toy called the Ina, and that's purple, and that's like the most amazing sex toy a girl could buy.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Then you are sadly, sadly underinformed, sir.
Car, why are you driving so bad? Really, my car's driving really bad.
You better be safe, Kishu, because if you die before you get home, I'm going to be very mad at you.
I'm not going to die. There's, like, no cars on the freeway, so it's okay that I'm going 110.
God, stop making me hot.
I just want to get home and see your picture. I'm like angry now. And I live like 30 miles from the fucking store, so.
I know how that feels. Fucking Colorado and it's big open spaces.
Right? My dad lived in Colorado for a few years. He lived in Montrose, Colorado. It was like this really small little nowhere town. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, that would explain why I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, exactly. But he hated it. He hated it. But he didn't
really?
Have a choice. He was actually, like, in prison there, so.
I mean, I moved from, like, 20 minutes away from New York City to here, and here's so much better. So much better
than
New Jersey. Jersey? I'm a Jersey girl.
Oh, nice. When I was younger, I really wanted to go to school in Jersey, and then I just dropped out of school completely. But that was
my
dream.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
So.
Forget about it. You're not putting in.
They have to take
a
journalism
program.
That's what I wanted to do.
Hey, ladies, goddesses, let's chill out for a second. We got another caller here. Let's see. Somebody's been waiting for about 10 minutes. Let's see who this is. Area code caller from area code 937. Who is this and what's on your mind?
937. Well, it's almost New Jersey area code.
Hi, who's that?
Goose cream soup.
Oh, hey, goose cream soup back in the building. How you doing, honey?
Good.
Good
How
to
are
have you?
You
back. I'm doing great now that you're here. I've been following you on Twitter. You've been having some ups and downs, it seems like. Hopefully things are settled and you're doing okay tonight, I hope.
Yeah, for the most part, I guess. I don't know.
All right. She just needs a big hug, that's all.
Yeah, let's all give her a group hug, everybody. Come on.
Group hug, yay!
A big orgasm.
A big group orgasm. Yeah, no, that's later. That's later. Stick around. Group orgasm later. Second hour. First hour, we're going to chit-chat. Later in the show, towards the end, we'll have
I'm off the freeway.
Group orgy.
So
after
I'm
the kids are in bed, after all the kids are asleep, we'll have an orgy. All right? It'll be gay club orgy scene. All right? So what are we going to hear here, Keisha? We're going to hear NASA for Jackal. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's it. Is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's the song.
You seem
like,
pretty sure.
The person that originally sings it is Dev. That chick. I don't know.
Oh, Dev.
Remember.
Oh no, that's a different song.
You know what I'm talking about?
Shit. What's the name of that song, Jackal? You can hear
fucker.
Jackal. There's a Dev song remix. I know what you're talking about. I have it. I forgot what the name of the artist is though.
Okay.
Somebody else with Dev or remixing Dev. Oh, here it is. I got it. Yeah, here it is. Bass Down Low, Proper Villains Dubstep Remix.
Bass Down Low.
Of Dev featuring the Cataracts. I'll be right back. 347-826-7667. It's motherfucking Fruity Tuesday, bitches. We'll be right back. Wiki. I love that. Wiki. Wikipedia. WikiLeaks.
Boom. Just boring.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Vince in the Bay back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I've got Emmy on the line with me. We lost my home skillet. What's his name? He dropped off. I don't know if he lost connection to his entire internet and world. I hope his portion of the universe didn't slip off into the abyss, but he's... what's his name? What was his name again? Shagmy? Yeah, Shagmy's gone. Maybe yeah. he shot his load and peace out.
He's a cute dude. I've seen him on cam before, and he's really cute.
Oh, yeah? Is he really?
Yeah, he's really fucking cute, yeah. I did it, for sure.
Yeah, maybe we should invite him over for some fun.
Right? Oh, good time. I think my boyfriend probably fucking hates me. I probably shouldn't have a boyfriend. It's not healthy.
I don't need a boy to rule my life.
Yeah.
I rule my life.
Neither do I. No boyfriend for me either. Three of us, just all single.
Yeah, free love. I am a total advocate of free love. That means loving how I want and I want who I want.
Right? I was in an open relationship for like a year. And, I mean, we were together for like quite a few years before we decided to have an open relationship. But pretty much... he cheated on me a bunch, and I was, like, going crazy anyways because I was kind of bored with him, too.
See, that really sucks because my brother and my sister-in-law have, like, this really awesome balance, and they live in an open marriage. They're legally married to each other, but, you know, I go to the BDSM club with her all the time, and she doesn't have sex with anyone else, but my brother is not into the whole pain thing, but she is, and I believe that having an open relationship, at least like that, can actually save marriages. And I know it can.
Yeah, well,
because
it saved our relationship for a year, at least. I mean, because after that, we were both really happy. Like, he was free to have sex with whoever he wanted, and I was free to have sex with whoever I wanted. And we still lived together. And we had a pretty good relationship. But then he started doing drugs and fucking off. And
oh, God.
Yeah.
I know that can kill a relationship. For sure, very fast.
I mean, like, I've had my share of experimenting with drugs and stuff. I've had my own issues and stuff.
So have I. I was engaged at 16 because of that.
Yeah, he was just, like, pushing it too far, and, like, I just had the baby, and I did not want that in my house and around my child, so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No way.
So he lives with his mommy now, because mommy teach you, mommy teacher kicked him out. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, and the ladies are in the green room. All right, we'll let them get acquainted in there. And let's see, who should I bring on here? Shagmy's back. What's up, Shagmy? What are you thinking, bro?
About time you put them in the green room. Obviously, they wanted to, you know, a little bit of privacy, so I'm glad you gave it to them.
Yeah, they're having a little powwow, a little girl talk. So we'll continue the show while they're getting to know each other in the green room. Goofy Bones back with us. What's up, Goofy? Or here with us for the first time tonight, Goofy? Or is that Goofy?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Did someone call and impersonate me?
No, no. I mean, you're back. You're back, as in, you know, you were here yesterday. You're back today. No big deal.
Okay, yeah, there you go. What's going down, Vince? Who else we got on the phone?
Oh, well, it's Fruity Tuesday, so I have Kishu on the line and Emmy. I don't know if you were here last night to experience Emmy, but she is, oh my God, she is a bundle of fun. You're going to like her. She essentially, towards the end of the program last night, she essentially just spontaneously started to masturbate on the show. And I think she had, I'm pretty sure she had a successful orgasm on air with another one of the callers. It was quite entertaining. And I believe we're going to do some more of that tonight. She's in the green room right now with Kishu. They're getting to know each other. And so I'm hanging out with Shagmi right now, who's my homeboy. And we have another caller. I forgot who this is. Area code 937 caller. Who's that?
Goose cream soup.
Oh, goose cream soup.
God, why did you forget about me?
And you're so quiet. That's why.
You're so quiet over there.
I can't help it.
It's okay. I have you labeled now. Oh, man. So if anybody wants to hang out, the number 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to hang out with Emmy and Kishu in the green room, feel free to do that as well. Just call in. Let me know you want to go to the green room, and I'll send you in there. And you can get to know the ladies. You can tweet me on Twitter. I know there's some people just listening as guests and for whatever reason can't log into the chat and communicate with me. So you can hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Anon Sicko is hitting me up saying group hugs for goose cream soup on Vince Day. Turns out to be a not so fruity Tuesday. Yeah. Well, it's kind of fruity in a way for the ladies because they're, you know, it's all this kind of lady love going on all over the place. That's technically fruity, right?
A little bit, yeah. Well,
a fruit is a fruit, Vince.
Yeah, it's true. So what's going on with you, Goofy Bone? I caught part of the ghost show today. You called in, and they were trying to get to Zeki on there with you. Did things ever work out? Did you guys ever go toe-to-toe?
No, they never got Zeki on there, but they got this caller from the 619. Some, they say he's Mexican. He speaks Spanish, but I know he's not no damn Mexican. You know what I mean? So it's like,
dude, I have some theories about that whole Zeki guy. I'm pretty convinced that you know how there's upwards of 500 users on display in his chat room at any one time. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but I'm willing to bet that maybe 150, 200, 250 of those are Zeki.
Wow. That much?
Like I'm pretty sure that dude has skills, and I wouldn't put it past him to have a fucking botnet that is helping the ghost's numbers. Just putting it out. You know what Zeki does in real life, right?
No, I've been in jail, and I really don't give a shit.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it on air because I know he's paranoid about being doxxed. But let's just say he's technically savvy. Okay, let's leave it at that. Zeki is technically savvy, and he's also a fucking bastard. When he gets drunk, he has no balls. He only trolls women. He will not troll men. That's what the thing I've noticed. He won't call in. He won't troll men. He'll kiss the men like Ghost. Just kisses his ass. Except for you, Goofy. For some reason, he's made an exception.
He fantasizes about my asshole. That's what he does.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, Ghost, he does a show during the day on BTR, and Goofy is a regular caller on that show. And Goofy's arch nemesis on that show is a guy named Zeki who calls from the UK. And Zeki is kind of like the master troll on Ghost's show. And he goes toe-to-toe with Goofy almost for a while there in the summer. It seemed like almost every show. But now it's kind of like Goofy's been gone. Zeki's been gone. But now they're both back. So look out.
You know what I mean? It's like I don't like to sit there and talk shit on somebody else's show. I'd rather meet the person and beat the shit out of the person, if you know what I'm talking about. But
true.
These guys, they're all trolls. They sit behind a computer and talk shit all day. They're like the Xbox window warriors, you know? Talking shit all day. That's all these people are. But, you know, it's just as good sometimes because it's like I'm here in reality wanting to put my fucking fist through the wall because some stupid, snotty little, whatever the fuck he is, British or fucking UKian or whatever the fuck that fool is. I just want to just bash his brains in because I know this fool's like a little. You know what he reminds me of? I don't know if you guys have Xbox, but if you look at a little Xbox icon, it's just like a shadow of a guy. That's what Tozeki reminds me of. That's what I picture Tozeki. That it looks like a little British hippie guy, for real. But he's smart though. He's got a whole big ocean. So that's why he's talking shit about me. I know if he was like maybe a couple of, you know, states away, he wouldn't even dare to be like that. But I'm down to beat anybody's ass, plain and simple. Am I mad? I'm mad. I'm so mad. Can we come up with new phrases? You people are fucking so old. Are you mad? Are you mad, bro? Jesus. You know what that reminds me of? Like, you're eating Denny's, and then you just spill coffee on yourself, and you got some fucking little punk just sitting in the next booth, come above the booth saying, "Are you mad, bro?" Get the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad. Fuck y'all, I ain't mad. I'm not Alfred E. Newman. You know what I mean? I'm Goofy Bone, bitches. But anyways, Vince, what's popping?
Oh, nothing. I was just hanging in the green room with the ladies, having some good times in there.
Oh, I thought I was in the motherfucking
room. No, you're doing the show. You're doing the show. I was in the green room having phone sex with Emmy and Kishu.
That was quick.
I was just wet.
Yeah, I'm getting them warmed up. I'm getting them warmed up for later.
Sorry, I was just wet.
It's okay. It's okay. What did I miss? What were you talking about?
Didn't miss nothing. Nothing. How I'm mad. I'm fucking right. Mad. Oh man.
Right. Well, hey, you know what? It's Fruity Tuesday. You know, you don't have to be butthurt, Goofy. You know, it is what it is. I got Goose Cream Soup, who's hanging tight with me. Are you doing okay there, Goose Cream Soup? Can I get you anything?
I don't know. I'm fine.
All right, very well then. So hey, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's Fruity Tuesday. We're gonna, you know, and I've been talking about ghosts a lot, and you know, some of you probably don't know who I'm talking about. And this episode is essentially a term that he coined. It's part of his little fruit bowl vernacular. So, and I've been talking about him a little bit and referencing him. So I thought I'd give you a little taste of what Ghost is all about. I used to be a regular caller on Ghost's show before the fucking beatards took it over. And it's like impossible to call in now. He usually has like 300 people on his switchboard at any time. So it's pretty much impossible to get through to him. But back in the day when you could get through to him, before Zeki and his botnet took over Ghost's chat room and switchboard, you used to be able to call into Ghost. And I used to be a regular caller, dude. I used to call in all the time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Yeah, that's what Ghost used to think of me. But then the beatards took over, and he actually misses the days he used to fucking be able to kick it with Vince in the Bay and 213. 213, you never hear 213 on there anymore, at least I haven't. I mean, I don't listen all the time, but I haven't heard him on there in a while. It's kind of too bad that those kids like fucking ransacked his program. But whatever, it's funny. It's hilarious when he rage quits, that's for sure. But yeah, dude, I had a nice little visit with Ghost, a couple months back, and told him a story about my foreskin restoration surgery I had, because, of course, I don't know if you know, but here in the People's Republic of San Francisco, there is an ordinance that says you cannot perform a circumcision within the People's Republic of San Francisco. So, therefore, if you're circumcised in the city boundaries, you have to restore your foreskin to be in compliance with this law. So I called into Ghost. He's a Texan. He's out there in Austin, Texas, and I try to explain this to him on the air, and here it is.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay, you doing?
Yeah,
over
forget
here.
About it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Hey, I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. You know how it is. It's the law now. So I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
How the hell do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? Some black guy, actually. I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. So they grafted his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well,
baby.
Is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there, or are you just doing it so you can have a black tip so you'll look like you did just the tip for some drug infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get. Why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis?
Well, Ghost, you know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure, that was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high. So you know how the free market works, supply and demand, baby. And it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin. So that's what I'm working with. And someday I'll probably go back and get Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. I haven't had foreskin over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. But I guess somebody has to. Any hoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out. Hourly almost. It's almost like you definitely should clean it out daily, but I do it. So far it's been kind of getting kind of moist in there.
From what I understand, guys that aren't cut, they have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then. Just watch out for that. From what I'm told.
Yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now I just have. My short-term fix, I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there? What the hell? It absorbs the dick cheese, or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit, and I just said, instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours. And that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. That's enough. Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision. And, we were going to have, some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but, you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
A fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
And Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
And our boy, Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
You're right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The dude. Where's one eye?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Ah, motherfucking yeah. Steve Wireman on guitar. Booyah on the bass. Hugh Jackson on the drums and Mike on the keyboards. That's the Vince in the Bay Orchestra holding me down. Oh, motherfucking Jaya. That's Bay Area music right there. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to bring back the ladies. The ladies have been getting acquainted in the green room for quite some time now. I think they're sharing each other's life history right now in the green room. And I'm just going to spontaneously bring them back in. God knows what they're talking about right now. But I think they're talking about, well, I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Here's Emmy. Emmy.
That live in the trailer next door, and they have, like, air conditioning and, like, all this shit, you know? They have, like, the fucking setup. And my grandma goes over there, like, every day and plays with them, and those are her babies. She's fucking, like, Catwoman or something.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Catwoman? How many cats are we talking about here exactly?
But it's absolutely adorable. I love it. She's so sweet. And then we have a turtle that was also a rescue that was hit by a car that my grandparents, like, brought back to health. And we've had the turtle in the family for 45 years. So it's a desert tortoise, actually. It's not a turtle.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And and then we have a rat that was, like, some neighbor kid was, like, going to just kill it or something. I don't know. It was, like, some pet. And then he, like, got older, and he was, like, abusing it. And the neighbors were like, will you guys take the rat so he doesn't kill it? And
it's the Lowell's rat. It's your little Lowell's rat.
It's really cute, actually. It's really cute. So those are our pets. Fucking.
Wow. Like the Brady Bunch. It's amazing.
It is.
If you're just joining us, I got some sexy foxes on the line here, Emmy and Kishu, as well as Goose Cream Soup in the building. And
how long were we in the room, Ben?
What?
How long were we in the green room?
You were in the green room for about half the time you guys were talking.
Okay.
Yeah,
some of it got really personal.
Some of it got really personal, so I thought you guys should just get to know each other in the green room. I actually had a lot of callers. I had a Goofy Bone came and went, and. You know, Shagmy was giving me some running commentary on some breaking news story. I forgot what it was, but we're back.
Was I? I don't remember.
And we also had a trip down memory lane, reminiscing about one of my old call-ins to Ghost, back when you could actually get into Ghost's show.
I miss Ghost. I haven't listened to Ghost in forever. Is he even doing shows anymore?
Yeah, he did one today. I heard his show today. Goofy Bone was on it. I didn't hear the whole thing, but... oh, my bad. Wink Woolery? Yeah, sorry. I got your area code too late, bro. And I don't see your area code on the switchboard either. So, yeah, you missed out. There was a couple of people that when I put you guys in the green room for a little while, a couple of people were like, hey, put me in the green room with them.
Aww.
See, at a certain point, this show can get really, really, it can get, you know, it could be a serious party. Like, you can have the show, and then the show within the show in the green room. Sometimes the green room is better than the actual show. To be honest, when I had you guys in the green room, half the time I had you guys in the green room, I was listening to you guys and just let Goofy Bone and Shanty talk.
Well, thank you, Vince.
Yeah, bringing in the groceries.
But it's all good, man. It's a show within the show. And Artie's World. Oh yeah, you missed Artie's World.
Yeah, I put my phone out so I could bring it.
Artie's World is scrolling. Our scroller extraordinaire tonight so far, number one offender tonight is Artie's World. He's got another 2 minutes. 2 minutes for squirting. This time he was scrolling. Cat hoarders are sick people.
He's not a cat hoarder. He has 6 cats that have a 3-bedroom house to themselves. Are you kidding me? Those cats are like treated like fucking royalty. She like takes them to the fucking thing and gets them all done all nice and whatever.
Bob Bobbington in the building.
It's funny.
We got a lot of folks in the chat room. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, who is on timeout. We have Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, Cyber War News, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Ryan No, Shag Me, Smithsonian Anon. Are you kidding me? Smithsonian Anon. Wait. Now Motormouth News apparently wants a little timeout. All right, fine. You get a timeout. No problem. Let's see. What else do we have here? Ryan No, Prison Reform Movement, Shag Me, Smithsonian Anon. That's the name of the night for sure. Smithsonian Anon. I love that. And please school me. The Monarchs, is that how you say that? The Monks?
That is how you say it.
The Monarchs. Okay, the
like
Monarchs.
Like a butterfly.
Yeah, I know what the Monarchs are.
It's a fucking butterfly, man.
It's a school. I collected butterflies, whatever. I was a kid. Once. And Wendigo in the chat room as well. And we have other people that are listening as guests. We have some people that can't log in for various reasons. Folks on Twitter listening, tweeting that they're listening. Jackal has given us some behind the scenes running commentary. Jackal actually was the one that was fighting for your release from the green room. if it wasn't for the Jackal, you guys would probably still be in the green room right now.
Thank you, Jay. I love you.
Crappy Airbag says I'm X-rated internet hacker radio. I would redact the hacker. I would say X-rated criminal cyber criminal radio. How about that? X-rated cyber X-rated cyber criminal radio.
That I agree with you. I am not a criminal.
I am, baby. I'm a motherfucking cyber criminal. I'm a motherfucking cyber criminal, baby. This is by, for, and about cyber criminals.
I'm a cyber stalker.
They
cyber doxer.
Are criminals because the law says they are criminals. I do not believe natural morals and ethics says they are criminals.
What is a criminal anyway?
Exactly.
I think America would fucking raise from criminals.
Criminals are someone who breaks the law as the government says is the law. The government does not make the law. The people make the law. And the people do not wish to see these people prosecuted as criminals. We're not criminals.
I think the government are, in my eyes, are more criminal than anyone else. I mean, they break more laws. They get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, right? They break every law in the Constitution, and those laws are not just
laws made up by the people. They are made by the people who founded this country. And, you know, if we're going to live by those laws, if the Constitution is relevant to us at all anymore, then we're going to follow those laws that they wrote down. And we're not doing that.
But who founded America first? Does anyone know? Does anyone know who was here first in America?
America.
Phil was here first. Phil was here first.
The Native fucking Americans were here.
No,
first.
Phil. Yeah. Phil was here. I saw. I can vouch because when I got here, Phil was already here. So.
Who? Phil and I, the science guy.
Phil. No. My buddy Phil. He's everywhere, man. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got a caller here, block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, Vince, what's up?
Oh, God.
Hey, it's Crappy Airbags. What's going on, Crappy Airbags?
You know, listening to the X-rated hacker talk cybercrime radio show.
He said that you don't like this X-rated talk because you are a good Christian boy, and I think it's past your bedtime. So,
who, me?
Oh, no, that's Crappy Tires. I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk right now. I'm not going to
wrong Crappy. Yeah, they're both crappy, but this is the old.
I have an extra carbon chain. I have the extra carbon chain that he doesn't have.
He's the crappy new old fag. The other crappy's the crappy old new fag.
Okay. I will try and remember that.
That should straighten everything up for you.
If only I didn't drink that entire bottle of rum and coke.
Ooh, I love rum and coke. The captain or Bacardi?
Captain.
You're making me thirsty now.
I'm a little bit drunk right now. If I had any left, I would share it with you, but I kind of downed the whole thing. So this show is going to be very interesting, if I do say so myself.
Oh, I can't wait, honey. We're just starting the second hour now, too. So if anybody else wants to get in, what's that mean?
Is it almost orgy time? Because I would love orgy time right now.
Well, if you want to get into something, feel free to do so. We can get in the mix here, and then you can just let. I'll put on some mood music. How about that? You just let yourself go. We'll give the audience a little tease, and then maybe we'll take some more calls. I mean, if you're feeling like exploring the space, I'll get out of your way. You can go ahead and do whatever you want, honey. Let me just put on. Let me get you in the mix here, okay?
In the mix. Oh, yeah. I like moves. I like beats.
And Emmy's gonna be in the mix here in a second. Let me get this rolling here. I wish I had an engineer. I'm unfortunately the engineer, but let's let Emmy do her thing here, and we'll take a little. I'm gonna take a breather while she I don't know, turns up the heat. Here we go. You're in the mix with Vince in the Bay.
Vince, San Francisco, 1978. Abercrombie, Fitch, loving piece of nipple clamp, loving butt plug up the ass, looking hot dog, licking your ass, having dog humping, squirrel fisting bastard.
Track.
you are listening. Here I am in the mix. I don't know how it happened. I was just born that way. That's how I do it. Oh yeah, let's give a round of applause to Emmy. Oh my God, unreal.
Thank you.
And that's just, she's just getting warmed up. That was like nothing, dude. She's just getting started, dude. Badass. That's kind of sort of what happened at the end of last night's show. Goose Cream Soup just dropped off. I don't know. Maybe it's maybe she busted a nut and she bailed. I don't know. I can't blame her. I hope you folks are all doing okay. I hope you've wiped, you squeegeed your monitors and wiped down your pads. And yeah, you know, you were in, so that was a little. We were in the mix there with Emmy. You know, good times. And she is a goddamn sexy fox, don't you think? Oh, my God. So, Emmy, what kind of music are you into? I played some Lady Gaga there. I don't know any better. What kind of music are you into?
I don't care. As long as it has a beat, I can dance to.
Yeah.
Hey, right, Ben, shout out to the unprecedented number of guest users in the chat room. Look at all of them.
Oh, look at this.
There's 10 of them.
Shame on you people. Shame on you people for not showing your true identities. This is, you know, this is adult radio. Well, Jesus Christ. I hope, you know, I hope you're
like
all
16 of them.
Yeah. Scaredy cats.
And I'd also like to give a shout out to everybody. Everybody's been on pretty good behavior in the chat room overall. We had some scrolling earlier, but everything seems to be rectified. We seem to be cruising along at an even altitude here. If you want to get in on this, we got 45 minutes left to go. And the line is open, 347-826-7667. I'm still here with Emmy, who just busted a nut for us. How many times, Emmy? Is that one big, long, elongated one?
I don't really keep count anymore. I mean, once I pass through, it's all just a blur.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? God bless America. I also have Shag Me with me, who no doubt shagged himself there during that little interlude. I also have crappy airbags in the building, and yeah, we're good. Kishu was here earlier. She dropped off. This is Fruity Tuesday. This is where we usually play like fruity music. I don't think she's like into Lady Gaga. Whatever. It's just fruitful music.
What I would do.
Yeah.
At least I hope so. I dream about it.
Hey, the Kleenex stock just went through the roof not that long ago.
Absolutely.
Kishu will be here.
Oh, my God. Motor Mouth News throws down the gauntlet, says in 20 minutes there's going to be more scrolling. That's fine. You can do that. But if it gets out of hand, I have no qualms about instituting chat room martial law. I'm perfectly happy doing that. I've done it, instituted it two nights in a row, and I have no problem doing it again. I know you assholes want to flex nuts and show how you can cut and paste memes at record speed. I get it. You're badass with the cut and paste. Okay, I command C, command V. Yeah, whatever. I get it. All right. So don't come on. Let's play above the belt here, kids. We got the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Emmy with us. She's the sexiest fox that I'm aware of. And yeah, dude, we're getting down here on the air. It's Fruity Tuesday. Crappy airbags. What's the latest on? We're getting dangerously close to whatever tonight. The anniversary of 9/11, and then next is Occupy Wall Street. What's the latest hubbub on that?
U.S. Day of Rage says don't bring your tent.
Too late. I'm already pitching one, bro.
Cool.
We're 10 days
away.
Hey, you know what, Emmy? I'll pick you up. We'll go, and I'll pitch a tent in my pants the entire time.
Oh, yeah. I love tents.
I'll bring the naked guys from San Francisco with me. We'll all be naked sexy foxes with you.
I tried to steer you out of that.
I'll ride the bull. We'll take turns riding the bull.
I love riding the bull. You know, I bet I could stay on longer than all of you.
Motherfucking yeah. Let's take this call. Area code 347. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, guys? You have no idea. I just fucked the shit out of this bitch, and she has the hugest tits you would ever see. You got to know what that's like, right?
I don't know. I mean, I've got 32 E's. I'd be hard-pressed to find someone who has tits as big as I do proportionally.
Oh, you just gave me the biggest bone I've ever had.
You're welcome.
So anyway, back to, I was talking to the guys. So you are a female, so you will speak when spoken to. Anyway, so you guys got to know what it's like, right? Just to pull out of the bitch and come all over.
No,
yeah.
Please, indulge me.
I love come all over me.
Yeah, well, you're kind of a slut. Anyway. After that, she wanted to shower, but I kicked her out. Was that bad, or should I let her take a shower?
What a silly Negro.
That's just a party towel right there. You should always let a girl take a shower.
At least give her a towel or something.
Yeah, right? I mean,
well,
help her rub it in, you know, that can start some other things that lead to the same treatment.
Well, in the photos that I've seen, you look pretty squeaky clean, literally.
You know, I still haven't figured out if showers make me dirtier or cleaner.
I think metaphorically they make you dirtier. But physically they make you cleaner.
You know, I think you're right, Vince.
Every once in a while I get it. Sometimes it happens. am I right, people? Am I right? Hello, am I right? No? No. Oh, come on. Fuck you, asshole. No, fuck you. No, fuck you, asshole. It's the fuck. It's my studio audience. It's supposed to be my studio audience. What the fuck's going on? It's like Mutiny on the Bounty, you pieces of shit.
Crap, you sound
oh, my God.
Show your kids! Show your kids!
It's already showed her kids. God
show
damn it, they're kids. Everywhere.
Show your kids! Show
We've
your
already
kids.
Seen them. You guys
show
are late to the park,
kids.
Bro. All right, that asshole's gone. I'm sorry that I let that.
I don't
that,
know who the fuck that was.
Emmy, I apologize for letting that that mental midget on the air for so long and try to mess up your sexy. I mean, it's of course that's impossible, but it was kind of a misfortunate effort, and I apologize for that. It didn't, you know, he was trying to be funny. Let's face it, he was trying to get some lulls. And I honestly wasn't feeling it. I hope he got some lulls. I certainly didn't get it, and, whatever.
He was just trying to be a fucking asshole, that's all. You can't get laid, that's his problem.
As long as he was doing it for the lulls, I can't blame him, because lulls are subjective.
Yeah, one person's... fail, poor taste attempt at humor, is another person's comic gold mine.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Good times. Shouts out to the chit chatters. We still have a lot of people down there. A non-sick, and everybody's behaving too. Look at that. What do you mean T-minus 10 minutes? Don't give me an egg. No, come on. Seriously. You guys just wait till the end of the show. Yeah, don't do it in 10 minutes. You should never project either. Tits, Emmy's tits are pretty much out there, so there's nobody else that has to expose their tits unless you're talking about Shagmi. Shagmi, do Shagmi crap airbags? Do they have to show their tits? Is that what you're saying?
Whoa! I already have pictures out there somewhere. They're not like Linton Johnson, but they're pretty close.
I hope Linton Johnson's doing okay. I know he's been out with a family emergency for a good month.
I honestly would not be surprised one bit if he committed suicide. I know that's kind of harsh, but...
No.
No, listen to me. No one has heard a single word from him. All right, he's gone off the planet.
What, were you? Or how do you know? Were you in his inner circle beforehand? How would you know? I mean, obviously, in the public eye, he's not there, but I think he's probably doing just fine. He's probably just kind of shit. If I was him, I'd be shitting my pants. Be like, holy shit, Anonymous is like coming after me. I think I'm gonna take a little sick leave, everybody. I wouldn't blame him. I'd do the same thing. I'd personally, if it was me, I'd resign. I'd just be like, look, all right, you motherfuckers caught me. I fucked up. Yeah, my dong out there. Yeah, I'm the fucking face of Bart, and that's my cock. Right, my bad. I'm outie. Peace out. Sorry, my bad. I made up some constitutional amendments. My bad. I'm out. That would be me. But that's not me, I guess, you know?
And he didn't even apologize. He said nothing. He was just gone. That's it. No words, nothing. I could call a couple people to see if he booked a plane somewhere and try to, you know, find out where he went.
Who knows?
Oh, hey, a message to you, E from Jackal. Jackal says your orgasm just saved a nation. I don't know what nation that is. I hope it was the nation I'm in, because God damn it, this whatever is left of this nation needs saving. And I think the way to do it is with love and orgasms. And yeah, anybody who's not getting it in, don't hate, just fucking masturbate.
I think sex, it totally leads to 90% of the hate in the world. People just don't realize that it's something they need, because religion and cultism has us so brainwashed that we just don't understand anymore that this is natural and it's not something to be repressed. And when it gets repressed, bad things happen. That's just my opinion, though.
Amen, sister. Preaching to the choir here. That's the homegirl, Emmy. You can check her out on Twitter. Go ahead, give us a little plug. Not that plug. Right now, just tell the listeners how they can follow you on Twitter or check out your work on the internet.
It should be Twitter/// I should say. E is MC, the number 2. And that's who I am on Twitter.
Good times. I'm following you very closely now.
I just threw up a picture of me half naked with my my mask on. And, yeah. Sorry you missed it, Vince.
Oh, darn. Did I miss that? It's too bad. That's a shame. Oh, well.
Are you scrolling up now?
Shouts out to Ghost Pickles. Ghost Pickles is like a Twitter warrior. He's so dedicated to taking over hashtags that at some point, all his tweets are just all hashtags. I can't tell what the hell's going on. It's just all hashtags. It's amazing. He's a machine. Ghost Pickles is a Twitter machine. I really have to give it up to people like Ghost Pickles, Motormouth News, Your Non News. There's a couple of other of those Twitter accounts that are just goddamn Twitter machines. They're propaganda, just Twitter machines. That's the only way I can think of to describe it. So yeah, I would definitely say if you're a Twitterholic, you should follow those three people, because it's just nonstop bombardment of and they call it a Twitter storm or op shadow or op Twitter storm, Twitter raid. That's it, op Twitter raid. That's what they do. They just go around with this hashtag op Twitter raid, and they just try to hijack other.
He's doing it again. Look at him.
Twitter. Who's doing what?
Ghost Pickles is raiding right now. Whatever you call it.
They do it nonstop, dude. They do it like every night. I told you, they're like a machine. They said the target right now is if I could get away with it at FEMA. And ask Governor Perry. Dude, I should follow that's the real Governor Perry. All right, good. I'll follow that one. But also, have you followed the Twitter account Rick Perry? Like all caps, Rick Perry. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's got to be way better than the real Rick Perry. I think it's just straight up R-I-C-K P-E-R-R-Y.
Thank you, Keisha. No, I haven't really been following up on this whole thing in Texas. What is going on? What's the deal?
They had some wildfires.
Oh, really? Who started them?
All right, that's the wrong Rick Perry. Oh, well, whatever, I got it wrong. Rick Perry started them. Yeah, Rick Perry started them. Yeah, he organized an Insane Clown Posse concert in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it set up a bunch of wildfires and burnt down half of Texas.
shit. What he was trying to cover up something, I bet. Usually that's how the wildfire starts.
He's part of the Illuminati conspiratorial Bilderbergs.
What?
Wildfire.
I'm sorry. I've been locked up for 3 years. Half the world is way behind me.
Oh, dude. Oh, well, let me get you up to speed, bro. Rick Perry is the governor of Texas, right? You know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know what a governor is.
Yeah, well, he's in the running, and he is an avowed. Oh, we lost Emmy. Where'd Emmy go? Oh, I hope she comes back. Emmy, if you're out there, call back in, honey. I hope her phone didn't die. If it did, recharge it, honey. We need you to bust one more nut before the night is done. 347-826-766666 is the number. Oh, there goes Crappy Airbags. He's dropped off. All right, we're losing people. If you folks want to filter back in, no problem. Well, I've got room on the switchboard. I got a caller right now who just called in. Go ahead, block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Well, it's not blocked. I told you who I was in the chat, but you obviously didn't look at that one.
Oh, I see. I see it now, yes. This would be Eric from Flyover Territory. Eric from Flyover Territory in the building. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Not much. Just got done with my most recent installment about 27 minutes ago and ended up getting bombarded on Skype because nobody had the balls to call in on the air. That's okay. That happens.
Well, what was the main topic tonight?
Oh, that it was it was one of the interesting ones that I've had recently. It was basically labor, lefties, and libtards. And I was basically
isn't that what it's always about? Isn't that what it's always about?
Yeah, pretty much. In this case, I was using all the clips that had to be like from that I'd stripped the audio from like the Verizon YouTube videos and whatnot that they proudly post up there. It's like, God. And then, of course, I compared that to the whole Wisconsin thing. And then I tied it all together with crazy drunk Uncle Joe Biden at the AFL-CIO thing.
Dude, I was the cafe that I hang out in always has CNN on a goddamn loop. What's the point in having CNN on your TV muted on all day if you can't hear what the fuck they're saying? And there's no closed caption, so I'm fucking trying to lip read here. But, all I saw on my TV was Richard Trumka, the guy who is the AFL-CIO fucking dude, and he looks like Larry Zonka, or like he's like a fullback from like some 70s football team.
Yeah, he looks like Larry Zonka and Mike Ditka had a love child.
Yeah, exactly. He's just your stereotypical mob boss, fucking teamster, you know, good old boy dude. Just totally plays the part. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't, you know, like the old saying goes, don't live your stereotype, right?
Yeah, it's redonkulous. I can't believe
Well,
people...
here's another cute thing, though, that since it is Fruity Tuesday, I'm glad it's Fruity Tuesday.
Oh,
I'm glad you went with that theme because, you know, today was the closeout of Montreux, Switzerland's Freddie Mercury weekend.
No way.
No way.
That's terrible.
It's like a four-day party, man. It's always held the weekend during or right after his birthday every year. Drinking debauchery.
It's not going to happen anymore?
No, it happens every year. It's been happening for the last just shy of 20 years. They started it right after they did the Freddie Mercury tribute concert at the Montreux Rock Festival in 1992 or 93, I believe.
Nice. Let me see if I have Emmy back. Emmy, are you back? Hello? Caller 201, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, you still haven't learned my number yet? Sorry, my phone died.
That's what I said. I just said your name. Emmy, is that you? And you didn't answer. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's somebody else.
Not going to lie.
All right. I got Emmy back. It's Emmy, Eric from Flyover Territory. He's got a show here on Blog Talk Radio. And also I have Shagmy. Shagmy's still in the building. He's been off the internet for 3 years, so we're trying to get him back up to speed on stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
As you can tell, Shagmy.
Tom Hanks, huh?
as you can tell, Shagmy.
Wilson!
I saw that movie a couple times. Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Castaway was a great movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute, you just contradicted yourself.
Oh, my goodness. What the hell is going on in the chat room right now?
What is going on with 4chan? Holy shit.
What do you mean 4chan? Don't even say that here, please. Don't. I've had 4chan raids before. They're nothing like this. I mean,
no,
there's
no.
Some serious scrolling
going
on. No,
Vince, hold on. All respect
there
to them.
There's
this guy.
Now. What the hell?
Hold on. This guy posted a picture of his sister half-naked sleeping in a bed, and it has the most awkward comment, and I'm just like, whoa. You know, like, I don't know. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
All right. I think these kids are asking for it. This is getting out of hand. People are
martial law. Already,
yeah,
I see it.
Time to institute martial law. I think they're asking for it.
No free chill.
You've given me no other choice, folks. But I have to institute once again for the third night in a row. I hate to do this. I'm sorry I came to this, but I can't just keep muting everybody. You know,
moderation mode.
So
down the hammer.
Here we go. Here it is. We're going to institute martial law. Moderation mode is now enforced.
Exactly. Freddie Mercury, hammer to fall. There you go.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry I had to come to this. But I know we get new listeners every night, and it's kind of not really fair to them. They're trying to feel out the program. People always call in and say, what's this show about? You know, and part of the reason is because the chat room, you know, is a goddamn mess half the time. You know, it's just filth and vile, you know, spam, scrolling, just repeating of stuff over and over. It just, we shall overcome. Come on. Really? No, Monarchs, I'm not mad. I'm not mad, Monarchs. See, I can still see them. I can still see them chatting at me. I'm reading it. Wendigo says freedom isn't free.
Wow.
Well, you know, you guys, you folks in the chat room, you asked for this. And you get it. This is what you wanted. We're on lockdown now. And this is a microcosm of what society has to offer you folks at large. If you get out of line, think of this as the BART platform. Once you enter this chat room, this is not a free speech zone. Okay.
Once you
open up that chat room, what?
I was thinking of something else, like Stockton. Lockdown.
Jackal is hitting me up on PM saying we shall overcome. No, we shall not overcome because I've got this on lockdown right now. Martial law has been instituted. Motormouth News says October 22nd we scroll BART. Holy shit. Goose Cream Soup, I approve that message. Says I still love you, Vince. Bob Bobbington, I approve your message.
Approve my picture.
What picture? Oh my God, what is that? 4chan.
Just,
don't get 4chan involved. I'm telling you, man. These guys
just
rated
look
me
at it.
Before.
Look
these guys
at
have
it.
Rated me before. I don't want to.
Oh my God, I have been away for such a long time. Wow, I didn't know guys wear skirts and stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting off of that.
I don't know. I clicked on the image. I didn't see anything.
No.
Wow. Is it a threat of something of some sort?
No, it's some guy with his head like just about cracked open and blood everywhere and stuff.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see it. Thank God. I hope it's already wiped off the face of 4chan. We got people tweeting me Motormouth News. See now that they have. This is the thing: is these guys are they're quick. They're very quick. They adapt quick. This is the internet.
They're doing the bypass.
Yeah, you know what they've done? Now they're spamming me on goddamn Twitter. I'm getting yon on goddamn Twitter now. They're scrolling me on Twitter now. I can't fucking get away from it. Am I going to have to put my Twitter account on martial law?
I approve
prison. Wait a second. I prison reform movement. I approve your message.
Why? Because I mentioned Stockton and Pelican Bay.
No, prison reform movement says I'm hot, so I approve that message. See, this is how the
okay. Sounds like somebody needs to be in the shoe himself again.
All right. It looks like things have actually died down. To be honest, everybody's kind of behaving. Maybe all the scrollers left. I don't know what happened. Some people dropped off. Did we lose people?
I think some of the guest hints are the instigators. I think they're part of the Twittery tweets. I think they're part of the Twittery tweets thing, and they egg on other people. Oh, but you don't get the balls to do that to Viv, and you know the next thing that happens. Because they don't do that in my show.
I think all the miscreants have left the chat and migrated to Twitter. Maybe I've seen a lot more tweets.
Ooh, do that again.
Stop hating in the Bay. We do this for love and Nutella. Damn, I love Nutella. Says Wendigo. Wendigo says, stop hating in the Bay. We do this for love and Nutella. Damn, I love Nutella. That's a great one. I'm going to retweet that. That's a great one. I don't even like Nutella, but I can appreciate somebody's devotion to something like that. I think I feel that.
No, peanut butter.
I love peanut butter.
No, Kishu's I don't like Nutella.
Hey, Kishu's back. Let's see what's up with Kishu. What's up,
Kishu?
I am
back. It's actually 10 minutes just waiting over here for you to answer my call. Jerk.
Not 10 minutes, dude. But what's up?
Jackal wants me to tell Emmy that he loves you very much. Hello.
Did you get that, Emmy?
No, I have no idea what you said.
Oh, she said, go ahead, say it again, Kishu.
I said, Jackal said to tell you that he loves you very much.
I love him too, even when he is being a dork.
I just instituted martial law and unloaded the floodgates, and now they're scrolling again. What the fuck, dude?
You can't beat them. Might as well join them.
Seriously. And Artie's World, you got to understand, Artie's World. You can't technically, the art of spam, the art of scrolling at the Blog Talk chat room is don't cut and paste the same thing four times in a row, dude. Like, at least, like, minus or add a character each one or something. Motormouth knows what the drill is. So does your non-news. All these people, the veteran scrollers, like even who was that one guy? Poop Tickler. Even he knew.
Yep, King Poop Tickler.
He's a great scroll. He's a legendary scroller. We also have you know who hasn't come by in a long time is there's this guy called something like My Life Is Something or Other. I don't know, some weird basic like saying was his name, and he would do the coolest like illustrations with text. Like he did his own little, you know, the Bay Bridge thing that they have, the little bridge thing that I have in my my banner. He tried to mimic that just through text. He would do anything I threw at him, he would be able to do it on the spot. And I don't know where that dude's at, but hopefully he'll show up sometime. And so that kind of scrolling, there's a subtle art to it. I've seen people like really craft some amazing illustrations just using text in Blog Talk.
What, ASCII?
Yes.
Gesundheit. I don't know what you're talking about. What?
That's not what the nerds do. ASCII. Basically, when you take a picture, ASCII, yeah. It's when you take a picture and you manipulate it into basically with any kind of character. Characters, symbols, letters, numbers, whatever.
Yeah, it's obviously not that talented, though. The kid that you were talking about?
What?
Anyways, Vince, I can't believe that I totally missed Emmy's bath session.
Oh, she's here. She's here. She can. We got about 15 minutes to go. She can.
She can rewind.
She's got time to bust a nut if she wants, and I don't think it's going to be hard, but for her to do it. But yeah, she's here.
Oh, no.
Hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
It's
don't.
Amazing, but you know, I
can make you.
How would my phone die?
I can make you a video when my internet comes back tomorrow.
Oh yes.
Cool. Oh, when she gets the internet, when she comes back on the internet, look out, folks, it's over.
Right, we're gonna trade some pics and videos tomorrow.
Definitely.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, just when I thought it was safe to go back in the chat room, Nordnot News shows up and is scrolling as well. It's just turned into a...
Oh, look at that. See, there we go.
Buttermouth News is starting to get some creativity going. I don't know what that is. It looks like an owl on something.
Jay, you're such a dork.
Yes. I'll be doing my own radio show soon.
Oh, no way.
Well, I'm going to try. See how it goes.
You got to. You definitely got to promote that and tell me when that's happening. I'll check it out. I definitely like to support the other BTR hosts. I used to call into other shows all the time. I don't have time to do it like I used to, but for a while there, I was a little BTR slut. I was calling into every other show every night. It was crazy.
What is it? Shoutcast. Not Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Shoutcast is cool. Yeah, you don't have a call-in line with that, but, I mean, it's your own radio. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome.
I don't even know how to set it up.
I bet it's not hard, dude. I bet it's easy. You know who would know, though? There's a guy on Twitter, Hey Dare Guys.
Oh, yeah, he's my... Yeah, I know.
Hit him up, dude. He does that for...
Anonymous. He does DJing, yeah.
Yeah, he does like an anonymous, what do they call it, playback radio or payback radio or something like that.
Radio payback.
Yeah, radio payback.
Yeah, me and him are pretty tight, pretty cool.
Yeah, he knows. He does that for them. Hit him up for sure.
All right, I just got to figure this out. I'll do it tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, you're on news with the flip-off. Double fisted. Oh, everybody's having a good time in the chit chat room. I'm glad that you're all enthused. I'm very, very happy that we have such a great turnout here on the show. It's been a fantastical fruity Tuesday, and I'm
waiting
here
for the Mighty Might to kick off.
Wait for the what to kick off?
The Mighty Might.
What is that?
Fuck a rocket. Whatever term you want to use.
Oh.
Oh. The O. The O.
Yeah,
pieces.
The O. O. Yeah, the grrr sound, you know, when it hits that piercing.
Vince is not good.
What a silly Negro.
Eddie Murphy, everybody, was announced to be the... host of the Oscars.
Oh,
what are they going to have?
It's about 20 years too late. 20 years too late. They should have done it 20 years ago when he was still relevant.
Wait, who? He's not even
funny anymore. He's not even funny anymore, dude.
No, he's not even entertaining. He can't even pull a dramatic turn if he tries. God, he has to remake the same crap again and again and again.
What the hell happened to him, dude?
fell off the talent bandwagon.
All those guys, all those Saturday Night Live guys, 100% unfunny now. Like Dan Aykroyd, he's like hosting a blues show on the radio now, and yeah. not even trying to be funny or ironic about it. Just
stop
looking
at Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell tries to make serious movies now, and you're just looking at him like, dude, you're just embarrassing yourself. Stop it. The last good movie you had was Anchorman, and that was it.
Oh.
And don't even get me started on Adam Sandler, who thinks he's a great tribute to the art. Yeah, right.
I've never been a big Adam Sandler fan. I never got his humor.
Cock and balls, cock and balls. His humor was just kind of like kiddie humor.
Kind of
that's why
over the
like
top. It's just super over the top. It's just too over the top. I just don't think it's funny at all. I'm sorry.
It's funny if you're like 5 years old, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love him and everything. You know, he's a good person, but his time is down. He's dead.
He's gone. I mean, and for those guys who think that they can still go on and do whatever they want, I got two words for them. Chris frigging Kattan. Simple.
No idea who that is.
Chris Kattan,
really?
I loved Chris Kattan's
character.
He was
in Night at the Roxbury with Ferrell.
Yeah, he was a Saturday Night Live guy, short little guy. I loved when he played that little troll guy that Mr. Peepers or Mr. Peppers.
Yeah. Peppers.
Oh my God, that character! I gotta find a clip
well, I mean,
of
look
that.
At Tim Meadows. That's, come on, the ladies' man. Please.
With my Cavassier.
Yeah, with my Cavassier.
Sip my Cavassier.
And let's face it, this new woman that I met. Even though I just met her today at the Waffle House, she may be a skank, but she's okay.
I mean, come on. You can't make an hour and a half out of that. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Cherry Bomb. Appreciate that. Thank you for the reminder of Michael Myers and the German neo whatever they were. You know, touch my monkey. Oh. Sprocket, thank you. Dieter.
Dieter, and who's the other guy?
Oh, I can't remember the other guy. And then, of course, every now and again, they would have some of the guest hosts doing it. And the only funny one they ever had was Kyle MacLachlan because he did it just right.
Oh, man, those are the days when Saturday Night Live was funny. I miss those heady days. Good times. So Kishu, what's going on? You're quiet over there, honey. What's going down?
It's fine. Oh my gosh, I can't stop yawning. Oh, I'm just tired from drinking some wine and watching the chat.
The chat is out of control.
I just want to know that picture that Sari leaked earlier. Picture is like 5 years old. It's been on B for fucking ages. It's been passed around the interwebs along with a couple of videos and a couple other photos. They're out there. They're all over the place. So, Chari, if you're listening, you failed miserably. anyways, I just had to note that while I was on air, live.
He's a dork.
I'm sorry, he's so funny, though. He's so funny.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, him and the Poison Ivy guys, what's that crew called?
Team Poison.
Team Poison, yeah. Those guys, they just spend all day just teasing each other back and forth. It's kind of funny to see the virtual sort of playground unfold.
It is really funny.
But what are they supposed to do? Aren't they too young to be on Facebook? Isn't there a age limit on Facebook?
I think it's 13.
Oh, so they're old enough for Facebook? I don't even know. Do they have a Facebook for people that are not old enough for Facebook? How does that work?
They just have a button, and it says I am or I'm not, and they don't ask you for proof.
But what if some kid wants to go legit? They're just like, oh, I really want to do a social network, but I know I'm not supposed to be old enough. What am I supposed to do?
Well, we're still waiting for that progeny.
I was like 19. That was bad. You know. Does anybody remember Face the Jury back in the day?
No. What's that?
It was like a dating site, but it was like a social network kind of site. Like, I met like some of my best friends.
You mean
kind of
like the same way Hot or Not was?
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, in a way.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Because
I remember Court of Public Opinion, but that had videos, and it was
I was addicted to Face the Jury, though, and I was like really badly addicted. But I met some amazing people off there, and some of my best friends that are still in my life today I met off of that fucking website. But yeah, I went with the AIM crew for a little while, and then I got caught up in the Yahoo scene. But I never, like when Friendster and MySpace and all that stuff first came out, I wasn't really into it. But
and then Friendster had to morph.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when AOL went unlimited. It was awesome.
Is AOL still around by any chance?
Yeah, it is, and it's still going strong as ever. The problem is they just can't seem to get their platform to go well with Vista or with 7. It still works great on
XP.
On
XP. 98.
Actually, I got friends of mine who still have ME, and it still works on there, and they just keep those laptops just limping along. It's the funniest thing to watch.
Well, I remember I used to go to the store at Blockbuster. I used to take all the AOL CDs and just fucking chuck them at people and throw them all over the place. That was fun.
Yeah, but at least that's when the AOL software worked.
I don't understand. I don't understand how AOL still exists.
It shouldn't.
It's ad revenue, straight up ad revenue, because they rotate stuff
old
out.
Old people
that
still use it. Who uses it? Old people?
My grandfather had CompuServe, which is like AOL, up until like maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, wasn't CompuServe just like AOL?
Yeah,
CompuServe! It's easier than Prodigy! I'm sorry.
I was talking about the old-ass companies. What was it? Just one place. What was it?
Does anybody remember GeoCities?
Oh, my God.
I had a GeoCities.
Oh, of course. I had a GeoCities account. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got mine.
It was like dummies, you know? And it was the best working around. It really was.
I had some racist comments on my GeoSites or whatever, and the whole thing got hacked, and they put, like, naked people on it, like, with their guys with their asshole stretched open. It was just... It was so crazy.
It looked like a Metal Force exhibition, right?
Yeah.
I had this just a fan page for myself, and I was like a freshman in high school, and all these kids from my school that hated me because I was like not really that liked in high school because I thought I was a shit and I was really just a huge dork, and all these kids found out about it, and yeah, they fucking tore my shit apart. I did not know what I was getting myself into. They were like seniors, and they were like, this little girl thinks she's cool. Yeah. I got fucking owned. I got my own car.
Yeah, I can see how that would go down. That would be scary. It would totally just shred your self-esteem.
Well, I had an ego like no other. I fought back. I like put up another site within like 10 minutes. Going on their sites and leaving all these comments. And
Thank God.
You know,
free hosting rocks.
My first experience, like getting owned.
Yeah. I can see how that would be. That would tend to make you go, okay. You could go one of either way. You could either shrink into the corner or you could come out roaring, you know.
Oh, I came out roaring, that's for sure.
Came out roaring, yeah, like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
The last day of my freshman year, I embarrassed them in front of the whole entire school. Like the little, there's like 12 of them, their little group, and they were all seniors. And I pretty much owned them the last day of school by getting literally paid a group of kids because they all hung out in like this one little group, and they were all guys, and they all like would wear their pants down like low under their boxers. And I paid these other kids, like four or five kids, to go up and de-pants all of them, and then we videotaped it. Good times. And we posted that on the internet.
Good times. Right on. Thanks, Kishu. Any quick shout outs you want to give out real quick?
Oh, yeah, it's that time, huh? Just follow me on Twitter. I love you all. I love Emmy. I love Neuron News. I love Jackal. I love you all. That's my shout outs right now.
Right.
That's it.
Cool. Eric, quick final parting thought or shout out?
Quick shout out coming up on September 11th. Going to have the rebroadcast of my As It Happened segment from last year. Also got another show coming up that'll be on Friday night. Please go ahead and listen to the Labor, Lame Brains, and Libtards portion from tonight, because if you're into Halo, if you're into Red versus Blue, there's some really, really good audio on there from the West Texas band Trocadero.
Sweet. Thanks for coming out. That's Eric from Flyover Territory. Shagmi, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Not really. I mean,
dude, you're Patriot Greg, and you're Patriot Greg, and like a motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking, I don't know what I just did.
Oh, dude, sorry, bro. I have to cut you off. We're running out of time, and your connection was crapalicious. I don't know what happened there, dude. And unfortunately, it looks like Emmy dropped off. I fear she lost power on her phone, and her phone died, and that's too bad. But she did bust a nut on the show earlier. I'm sorry we didn't get her a chance to do it one more time, but shouts out to her. I love you, Emmy, if you can hear me. Thank you for coming out, Emmy. It was a pleasure to have you. Pleasure yourself for all of us here on the show, and we'll do it again very soon. I'm very flattered to have all the love, and despite all the hideous chat room spamming, scrolling that's going on, how dare you abuse this goddamn chat room, Motor Mouth News, Your Non News, and Artie's World. That's all you guys do is just abuse my chat room and use it to scroll. I see how it is. All right. Well, whatever. That's it. I gotta peace out here. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And until next time, peace out, yo. Happiness makes you cry.
Thank you very nice.